Razzabatazz! The lights are flashing, the smoke is pumping, and so is Justin Panks, pumping for another weekly dose of the Pranks and Firth podcast. My name is Ash Frith. I am in Essex. Although, I'm not adverse to travelling north to Norwich. Up there in Norwich and the surrounding areas is Justin P-Dog Panks.
Hiya!
How are you?
Hiya, you right? Mate. So you started off with the word, I can't roll my R's, razzamatazz.
Razzamatazz.
I'm going to say a word that reminded me of, and you have to see what you associate with it.
Okay.
Extravaganza.
Well, it sounds like Rick Mayall.
No, it does a bit.
Yeah, that's your good Rick Mayall.
It was Johnny Briggs's older brother.
Oh, yeah. And he was. It was as well.
And it's so. I'd like to watch an episode of that now to see how bad it was.
I never really liked it, but I did watch it.
What was
it? And
like
it's one of the theme tunes that I sing most of all.
It's Brass Bat. Very northern stereotype. He had a little long-haired Jack Russell called Razzle.
They had a yard. I remember that.
Yeah, he was always out.
Northern.
But like a little cobbled, depressing, bleak little stone. But his brother, every week, would say the words. He was like a dreamer, his brother, wasn't he? He was always like.
I wonder what he's doing now. I'd like to know the sort of what's happened to them in 2020.
Well, do you remember Gruey?
Yeah, of course I remember Gruey.
Well, he did basically a porn film.
What?
He did a film called. There was a film called Nine Songs or Intimacy.
There was two
films that came out in the late 90s, early late 90s, maybe around the turn of the millennium. And
everything that could go wrong for Gruey went wrong for Gruey, both in his acting, both in his sort of TV show and in real life.
But I watched this film and there was two films that came out. I think one was called Nine Songs and one was called Intimacy. And I think I'm right in saying that they both had the USP that they had non-simulated sex in them.
What? So he had an actual porn film?
It wasn't a porn, but Brown Bunny was the same with Vincent Gallo. Chloe Sevigny sucked him off in that. Like, for real. You can see her sucking
it
him
It does
off.
Seem like these, you know, who'd have thought there were problems in the US film industry, huh?
Yeah,
with
exactly.
Sexual.
Yeah, that's. At
oh,
least...
yeah, you do. But you've got to suck me off for real, though, to make it real.
Actually, that's a good fucking point, because who wrote and directed and produced Brown... Well, I don't know if he produced it, Brown Bunny? Vincent
Him.
Gallo. Yes, that... Oh, my God, we're on to that. Talk about hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, they're all fine, though. Yeah, yeah. So what makes that not prostitution?
The third part, the presence of a third party.
Oh, that, is it?
That's even in the UK. I could not pay you to let me bum you, Ash, could I? How much?
No, not today.
But
no,
so, but,
not with these current lockdown laws.
But Yanis Bremmer could pay both of us to film me bumming you. It's a loophole. So Yanis,
currently in hospital, I should point out.
Well, I'll save for him to look forward to when he gets out.
He flipped his stomach or something. His stomach flipped up above his lungs.
Really?
That's what he said.
How did he do that? Trying to suck himself
off. I think
off.
A wild boar was angry that he'd murdered its children, stalked him down, and crept up on him when he wasn't looking with a silencer and fucked him, both literally and metaphorically.
Get well soon, Yanis.
So,
but
I'm
yeah,
not that... saying Yanis, well, he's not going to die, I've decided. So, I'm not saying you get what you give, but Yanis, if you will go around shooting babies. You will get fucked by a wild boar.
Suckling wild boar, I bet that tastes
delicious. And your stomach will flip upside down. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, I bet that was fucking delicious.
What, the wild boar or his stomach?
The wild boar. Maybe it's from eating it.
What do you think the true story is? Do you reckon he just got beaten up by someone he tried to murder?
I reckon someone wriggled free of the cable ties and when he opened his boot, they jumped him.
Yeah, and then they flipped his stomach with a gut punch.
Oh, dear. I hope he's all right, though. But
I hope he's all right. But I will say this. If he doesn't learn his lesson from all the murdering...
Hunting's not murdering. You can
well,
only
it
murder
is,
humans.
I'm not
you
just talking about
animals.
That.
You can't murder
I'm
animals.
Talking about... Well, you can.
No, you can't.
But I believe that you think that.
I believe that you don't. think that, but you're wrong.
But I also think he murders people. So
yeah, no, definitely that's the correct use of the word when he offs a human.
Yeah. I'm not saying he deserves this. Do you know what, he's been in hospital for a week now.
Do you know what little cutesy term hunters use for killing animals?
Oh, I'd like to know.
Harvesting. They call it harvesting.
Deploy.
Harvesting.
Dispatch is what I meant.
Deploy your balls. So anyway, I was watching this film.
Not saying Yanis had sex with wild animals that he'd killed. I want to make that clear. Can I make that clear? Because I don't want him to think I'm saying that he has been having sex with the animals that he's been slaughtering. I don't want anyone thinking that that's something I'm saying.
Well, say it again.
I don't want people thinking...
I don't
but
want to
I'm
put the,
saying...
Well, can I speak for you, Ash? You
yes.
don't want to put the image in anyone's mind of him bumming a wild boar he's shot.
No.
So no one think of that.
No one think of Yanis
really
flipping it back over after he's blown most of its head off.
But in the wound as well. He's hammering away at the wound, the gunshot.
Yeah, I don't want people thinking of that. No. Guys, don't think of that.
Balls and all. Grabbing his balls tight and shoving all the three-piece in.
Yeah, don't
wound.
Anyone think of Yanis doing that, for God's sake.
Because that's undignified.
Yeah, it's rude.
If anything,
as well,
I'd say
it?
It's borderline disrespectful.
You shouldn't be thinking of that as well. You know what I mean? That's not healthy on your part to be
no.
thinking of that,
mm-hmm.
guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Until the blood
let's
runs
just
cold.
Consider that.
And then when the blood runs cold, he shrivels
and then
up
it's
and
fine.
Just plops out. Don't anyone think of that. So I'm watching this intimacy, or whatever it was. And the kid was packing some heat, I'll be honest. And I'm like, is that fucking Gruey? No wonder he couldn't get over that wall. Bit niche, but I knew you'd appreciate it. And I think it was Gruey. Don't know.
Oh,
I don't know
it.
If it was. I have no idea, but I thought it was. So I said it.
I mean, I could look it up.
Don't
but
bother.
That again would ruin the idea of it. I mean, I think about Gruey quite often because I was so frustrated by the fact that everything went wrong for him. You know, he was getting in trouble all the time, but I was like, he didn't mean that. Why don't you just say that you didn't mean to do that? It wasn't your fault. You didn't kick the ball, or the ball deflected off 10 things and went through a greenhouse. Why don't you just say that was a total accident? It wasn't my fault.
That's quite weird that when we watched CBBC, whatever it was, it's almost like they had a northern slot.
Yeah.
Like the slot before, was it like, because like some days it'd be Blue Peter and some days it'd be Graham Jill in the certain time slot. They never were on the same day, right?
No, I don't think so, yeah. I think, was it even once a week, I guess?
So that, no, Blue Peter was more than once. I hate fucking Blue Peter was like, that was the middle class shit. That was like, anyone that liked that, that was a very middle class thing.
Yeah, no, I never really got on board with Blue Peter.
No,
I never really got on board with a lot of things. Although, saying that, I was saying to my son the other day, I did once send off for some stickers from Blue Peter, for reflective stickers.
Mm.
You know, like when the knights draw in.
For your bicycle.
And, yeah, that kind of thing. And they come about 2 years later in the long after they'd been forgotten about, they arrived.
What a tune, though, to get yourself seen, bicycle campaign.
Yeah, very good. Can you sing it for us now?
I can't remember how it starts. I can remember it from halfway through. Whether riding for a living or just riding for your pleasure, let the world see your life is something that you treasure and get yourself seen. Take a brush to your bike. Use some tape if you like, but get yourself seen.
Who paid for that?
At a government. And did you hear my attempt at an air horn sans ovula? I can't do it anymore. I used to be good at that.
Yeah, not anymore.
Sounds like Yanis bumming a seal. Don't think of that either. So anyway.
Jesus Christ, don't think about that.
I've been thinking about the lockdown situation ad nauseam.
Yeah.
I need to hear from you. I've got a question that I think every listener should ask themselves. What's the over-under number, total global deaths, that in your head would justify this? Like,
that's difficult, isn't it?
If it's less than 5 million, I'm going to have to hump. And that sounds like I'm wishing death on 5 million people, and in some ways I am. But if this turns out to be a dud...
No, I don't think you are. I understand what you're saying.
What's the over-under for you? Okay, what justifies this pain? How many deaths globally?
But then it's so... because it's to you, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, if your parents or someone close to you had died, or your children, then everyone in the world, it would be justified. But for me and you right now...
I'm talking about a number of global deaths.
Probably
not
like
people...
2 million for me. Which sounds awful, doesn't
it? Doesn't it? But I think this is the... So, like, I think it's 20... Like, last time of recording, it's about 22,000 UK deaths. Does that sound about right?
I don't know.
That ain't nowhere near enough, mate.
Yeah, well, and also... I do agree with you on that to a certain extent. But what annoys me most is the people that are flouting it. That annoys me a lot. Like, not flouting it as in just they're
but
like...
But are
they
flouting it?
Now, people who are like... The people who think that they can't get it. I think that's it. You know the arrogance of someone that doesn't believe...
Well, Ash, this... Okay. You've come at that from a certain angle. How
I think
about...
you've misread what I'm saying, but...
Well, I haven't let you finish, as usual. Go on, then. So I've just assumed I know what you're going to say.
I don't know if I'm explaining myself properly, but I... It's the same thing as, you know, when you see...
somebody
Instant Karma video on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, for example, all those people in America that are protesting saying, like, there ain't no virus, I can't get it. I want them to get it.
Yeah, but they might want to... This is the thing. Okay, this is like this. It's like when you see... Would you say it was a comparable analogy to see someone riding a motorbike in, like, flip-flops and shorts?
Yeah, I don't want them to hurt themselves.
But that's their choice. I mean, they haven't got a choice to wear a crash helmet or not. That is legally. But you see them in the flip-flops and shorts and you sort of think, that's kind of up to you, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, okay.
So I would say that if you
adhere... But they can spread it is the problem,
yeah, but they,
can't
but,
they?
But then... It's... Okay, I don't know if I agree with this. This is what I'm saying. We are human beings, and it's our right to take risks within reason. And you can't deliberately spread, like, it's not okay. Let's look at an existing disease with a precedent. That it is not illegal to have unprotected sex, but it is illegal to willingly.
What?
I know. But it is illegal to willingly spread AIDS if you know you've got it. That has been, people have been arrested and put in prison for that.
Yes.
So the two things are different. Taking a risk is different to, so you're conflating the two and saying, oh, anyone that goes out and sort of like thinks they, but I think.
No, again, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the people that arrogantly can't think they can get it, so they don't care.
No, but I don't think that.
Want them to get it.
You're projecting that. You don't know what they think. I think if I get it, I get it. And if the pubs are open, I'd be down the pubs. And if the clubs are open, I'd be in the clubs and I'd be shopping. And I'd think, if I get it, I get it. And it's a bad dose of the flu. I think I'll survive it. Is that arrogance or is that just sort of like a calculated risk?
No, that's arrogance, because you would definitely die if you got it.
Well, maybe I definitely would, but that's up to me, isn't it?
No.
And if I go out...
Isn't it about the strain on the NHS?
Oh, if the NHS... Oh, don't.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
No.
Say what your thoughts are on the NHS. Go on.
If it's not fit for purpose, it's not fit for purpose. And instead
but
of giving...
But it isn't fit for purpose.
Well, then why the fuck are we applauding it? Because when you applaud the NHS, you applaud the funding of the NHS.
I'm about you, Dan, as an NHS applauder.
Mate, I put my fingers in my ears and hide under the quilt when it's 8 o'clock on a Thursday.
It isn't fit for purpose because it hasn't been funded properly. Thus... We definitely don't want it overrun, because then not only are the people with coronavirus dying, but also all the little children that need to have operations are dying.
I've had the two main times I've had dealings with NHS, they fucked me over.
They saved your life, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They let my ovula rot away from misdiagnosis. And also when I tore my bicep tendon, I went in and a nurse pretty much rubbed my nose in it and laughed at me.
Said, yeah, you shouldn't be doing weights.
Yeah, yeah. And now I would like to grab hold of her and go, oh, have you seen the figures about, I think 88% of fatalities from coronavirus were classed as obese. So obesity is the biggest factor in if it kills you or not.
Shit.
Yep, just saying.
I mean, well done on not saying that at the start.
Well, it only just occurred to me, but... So I think my it's difficult to say. Okay, now this, can I say something that is definitely dodgy, but I think it's something we all think?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I said what would be the total number of global deaths to make it worth it, right?
Mm.
If I said to you how many people would have to die in China to make it worth it, I'd say all of them.
20.
I don't know any Chinese people, so it don't bother me if they all died. I don't fucking know anyone over there.
You're more or less Donald Trump, aren't you?
I like him. I've turned the corner on him.
Because I love his, like, when he just said, drink bleach.
Like, yeah, but that. Someone must have told him that.
No, I think he just said, someone said bleach kills the virus if you put it on, like, disinfectant clears the virus, meaning if you put it on the worktop.
Here's why
there must be a way of injecting that into the body, surely.
Yeah, well, yeah, it must be, right?
It's incredible.
So what I like about him is that people have started asking him questions. Well, not the people asking questions in these conferences. And I love it. He don't take no shit, mate. One goes the other day, I heard oil prices or something. He goes, where'd you hear that? And the reporter's like, didn't know. You should know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when that woman...
Well, that's the best way of getting out of... That's like you, Dave. I see you on Talk Sport when they say, so what do you think about the magic of the cup? And you go, I couldn't give a fuck about football, the magic of the cup. I don't know what you're talking about. But you still talk for 5 minutes absolutely eloquently about the magic of the cup dying. That's Donald Trump. Turn that round. Did you hear that?
Yeah. No, so where did you... But they hadn't. The people are coming at him with rumours. And someone goes, oh, I heard... This is the old one. When they said, oh, I heard... This report goes, I heard someone in your administration refer to it as the Kung Flu. Would you like to comment on that? He goes, you heard that? She goes, yeah. He goes, well, who said it? She goes, oh, I don't know, but I heard someone said it. He goes, you heard that someone said that? I mean,
yeah, but that's so stupid. The people, he's stupid, but if you can't get this, if they can't pin anything on this stupid man, then surely they're more stupid. Because everyone could see he's a lunatic.
Okay, imagine, come at, now let's think about the reporter. You are in the White House, Ash. You get to ask the President of the United States during this global crisis a question, and you ask him that. What fucking difference does it fucking make if someone called it the Kung Flu?
It's total and utter hearsay. We've had that this today. I don't know if you've seen the thing about Jennifer Saunders today.
Right.
It's trending. So there's this note that's come out that just basically all your beliefs about the NHS really slagging it off and saying it's shit. Someone said, this is from Jennifer Saunders. And it's been retweeted thousands and thousands. It's all over the place. It's trending on Twitter, number one. And Jennifer Saunders like, this isn't anything to do with me. I don't agree with this. This is all absolute nonsense. But by that point, the cat's out of the bag. It's already gone.
And then Richard Gere phones her up and says, you think you've got problems?
Well, yeah.
People still think I shoved a hamster up my arsehole.
Yanis, don't think about Yanis. Banks, were you about to say that Yanis puts animals up his bumhole?
Were you about to say that? That's how he uses a little rat popping out of his arse to attract a boar.
Are you suggesting that Yanis puts a living creature up his anus hole?
I haven't got a problem with
it. Pulls down his trousers, sits in the woods with it just hanging about, swishing it around like it's his tail, but it's actually the rat's tail. And then so a boar comes to eat it. He lets it sort of eat it out of his arsehole for a bit because he likes the way it feels. And then he just shoots it in the head. Is that what you're about to say?
You really like animals. Didn't say that at all, mate. And you really like animals, don't you?
I love animals. Are you saying Yanis really likes animals?
Well, I haven't got a problem with people hunting. I don't got a problem with it. It's fine. Have at it. I haven't, actually. So I've got a new phone.
You've got a new phone? Moving on from the hunting topic.
Yeah. I've gone from Android to the dark side. I've got an Apple iPhone. I do not like it so far. But I'm going to persevere because you seem to like them.
I mean, I get on with it. I spent most of my time charging it. Other than that, it's all good.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. I dropped my Sony and smashed it.
Why don't you tell me what you were doing and tell the listener why you dropped it?
I was showing off and showing my children who had purchased a professional skipping rope. It's got bearings in it and like a leather proper one.
What are they using it for?
Well, just to do it on lockdown. They're not really leaving the garden, are they? So they're skipping in the back garden. I went round there the other day. And I used to do a lot of skipping. I did a bit of boxing training, Ash, in my day. And I started giving it all the double-handed twist.
Still good? Have you still got it?
Yeah, I did until I heard this and turned around and my phone was smashed on the patio. It fell out my back pocket.
How did that make you feel?
Made me feel like I wanted to blame them. I felt angry and I wanted to punch one of my children for daring to say, can you skip? It's their fault.
I think that's fair enough.
That was I'm just being completely honest. That was my initial gut reaction, was you little fuckers. I just wanted to walk in the house and get a coffee and I've smashed my fucking phone. So I went on the, I'm with O2, went on the O2 website. I think a lot of people are using the lockdown to upgrade their phones because every phone I was entitled to with my package, I was due an upgrade. Which annoys me, they didn't tell me that.
Absolute boom time for the old...
Everything was like 14 days except this particular iPhone, which was, you will have this, if you order by midnight tonight, you'll get it tomorrow. And I couldn't even unlock my other one, so I was like, yeah, I'll get that then. But I've lost all my WhatsApps, hardly any numbers. I tried to put all the numbers on the SIM card and it said it couldn't put them on there. I've lost a lot of contacts and... No, I can't. Someone said they tried to ring me, so I tried to WhatsApp me. I didn't even get it. I don't even know how that worked, but I'm having problems.
That's going to work out quite nicely for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, perfect. Because like when the lockdown's over, and not when the lockdown's over, when things go back to normal, which I think will be next year now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That's what I said to you yesterday. I don't think we're going to be doing comedy gigs for a year.
Exactly.
Realistically, I can't see a room full of people going to watch comedy until 2021.
Yeah. So I think that I'm thinking about getting a new number, actually. Just getting a new life, fresh start, new number. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
Only telling three people the number.
I'll tell certain people it, and certain people I won't tell it to.
If people want it, they can bloody well try all the other numbers till they get to you, can't they?
Yeah, try all of the numbers. Ah, question. I know you like my questions. What do you grieve? What fills you with the biggest feeling of bereavement? Is it when you finally have to accept that your trainers are dead, or your favourite pair of jeans at the time?
Well, my jeans, I burn through. So it is definitely trainers, 100%. Burn through jeans.
How come?
I'm quite fat. I burn through my crutches.
You haven't got fat legs, though, have you?
I've got very, very thin legs. I've got no arse.
Yeah, so how...
It's an issue.
So I would say a fat person burning through jeans would be due to thigh rubbage.
Mine is groin. That's the problem. I go through the groin on
How?
The seam.
Have you got a
groin.
Big unit?
No, well, one bollock hangs one side, one hangs the other. No, I don't know. Right on the seam. It always goes on the seam.
Is that, do you sit, do you man spread?
Maybe, I don't know.
I think that's from sitting with your legs too far apart.
But also, it wears through, but the more expensive pair of jean I buy, the more likely, the shorter they live.
I bought
expensive jeans.
Bollocks.
I bought two pairs of jeans at the same time, right?
Bollocks.
One was £80.
Bollocks.
And one was, say, £20.
Incorrect.
The £20 ones are still alive.
Fake news. You're just justifying buying jeans from Peacocks. More expensive jeans last longer.
Is, but...
Peacocks, the shop.
But I've had Levi's that have burnt through the groin.
Levi's ain't very good quality. They're not that good quality.
What brand should I buy? My Tommy Hilfigers were the best jeans I've ever owned. Let's put that out there.
Yeah, and how long
did they
last?
Comfortable. I reckon they lasted a year.
Is that long for you or not?
No, I want jeans. I want a pair of jeans that I'm wearing for the next 10 years.
Well, if I would, you got to go Japanese, mate.
Oh really?
Yeah, they Evisu bought all of the looms and stuff from Levi's, but use a heavier grade cotton.
What are they? Right, so you'll give me. I want that in writing, please. Text me that. I'll buy some.
The Japanese, they make a very heavy grade denim. They last forever, but they
My
don't.
My problem is.
Go on.
I'm
I'm wearing, and me and you both agree on this, I'm wearing a skinny jean.
I wear super skinny now.
But the but you are thinner.
Midlife crisis. I was. I'm not. I'm a fucking mess. Oh, you know, if you got a little toad, if you got a toad and you picked it up by its armpits and just dangled its back legs on the table and wiggled it like, oh, look, the toad's walking, and its bulbous big belly and his little fat neck and head sticking up and then his skinny little legs dangling, that's me, a toad on its hind legs.
That's me.
Now, you've got a bull, you're more of a bullfrog with a big old meaty head and that.
Oh, yeah, I've got that, yeah.
The cane toad.
Tiny little spindle legs and no arse.
Do you know the story of the Australian cane toad?
The way they introduced it accidentally and it spread and killed all the other toads.
Well, it wasn't accidentally, was it?
Was it not?
Well, they bought it to eat these things that ate the sugar cane. They're the parasite or insects that would eat sugar cane. So they've got these cane toads that feed on the insects. But they couldn't reach. So all these toads were walking around the bottom of the sugar cane. And all these insects were eating the top of the sugar cane, so they didn't do what they were introduced for, and then they completely fucking fucked up the ecosystem. There's billions of them.
Yeah, it took over, didn't they? So what did they do with them?
That they just run them over. Apparently, when you're driving along, you're legally, or you're sort of morally required to kill as many as you can. I think. That's probably made that up. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, Yanis probably tweeted that. It's mad, isn't it, these things? It's like that myxomatosis is man-made, wasn't it, to cull the number of rabbits. And
yeah.
It just went and spread to all rabbits.
Have you seen that social media is now saying anything that... any opinions put on social media that could contravene the current official line from the World Health Organization can get you banned?
I mean, I've heard you said that last week, but I've not seen that. I've heard you say
it. Yeah, I heard it again this week. But the thing is, the World Health Organization, their official line changes.
Hold on. Where did you
hear it? All right, Donald, I heard it on another podcast, a more successful podcast. I think it was on the Joe Rogan Experience when he was...
I've not heard any real... I've not heard any truth to that.
Well, Tim Pool...
I'm Donald Trump in this, right? Because I hear so much stuff, and then when you give it just the most minor... checking, it just isn't true.
Well, can I tell you where I heard it?
Yes.
Tim Pool is a reporter guy, a very, very heavily involved and well-versed on social media. For example, when Joe Rogan had Jack Dorsey, he had Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, on his podcast, and he softballed him, and everyone complained and said you didn't grill him, totally different things, different ways of cooking, different ways of interviewing. You didn't grill him, like, why Alex Jones had been banned from Twitter, etc. So he got Jack Dorsey from Twitter back on with, like, this Asian woman who was, like, a solicitor, or she was like, the legal sort of side of Twitter. And he had this Tim Pool on there as well to help him, because Tim Pool knows all about Twitter. So Tim Pool was on Joe Rogan this week and said that, and Tim Pool would know.
Okay, Tim Pool would know on a podcast.
So yep. The thing is, if the World Health Organization say this definitely came from intermediate horseshoe bat being sold at the Wuhan wet market, and you went on and said, no, it wasn't, I think it was made in a lab, they could have banned you, and now the World Health Organization saying, well, maybe it was made in a lab. So how the fuck, if they don't know and it's still ongoing, can you get banned for contradicting their current thought when the dust hasn't settled yet? Do they
the other thing... So I don't know is the answer.
But does that seem right to you?
But why do people think they have a right to be on Twitter?
Well, why do...
Like it's not a government thing that you've paid your taxes for. It's a privately owned company that they want.
But no, you could say that about a newspaper. Why does a newspaper have to print the truth?
Or because there is a moral obligation to... No, there's not. They actually agree some sort of standards, like the...
Well, when... Then we must agree the same for social media, mustn't we?
Yeah, but have we?
No, we must. This is what I'm saying. It's a new thing. No, but it's a new thing when newspapers first came out. Like Rupert Murdoch could say, well, I own the fucking Sun or whatever. I'll print what I want. If you buy it or don't buy it.
Yeah, but I think he has... I think there's a standards
so,
agency.
Okay, so how come? What about Sunday Sport then?
Well, a great question. How does that survive? I don't know.
Well, there's definitely no journalistic integrity there. You know it's made up. They don't say. There's not a thing at the top that says this is fiction, but they put on the front page, double-decker bus found on the moon. And you know it's bullshit, but we just sort of tacitly know it's bullshit. It's an unspoken thing. But with these new social media, there must be checks and balances. And it's become a public forum. You're taking that's basically...
Yeah, but I don't think there is that at the moment. That's what I'm saying. So to be annoyed at someone being taken off Twitter...
Yeah,
but
what if they took you off there?
Well, I'd be annoyed, but I've got no right to be on there.
Well, but that's the thing. It's become a public thing. It's becoming a public forum. But there has to be, like... You can't just say this is a public company, we can do what we want, because they could put fake news out. And do.
Like, look at the Cambridge Analytica thing, which used Facebook to get people to vote for people, gave false news, literally to change people's political ideas by spreading lies.
Well, that's the thing. The thing about... Okay, now this is where it starts getting squirrely and sketchy, isn't it? Because you could... Right, the run-up to an election, you know... If you buy The Guardian, you're going to get a fluff piece on Corbyn. And if you buy The Times, you're going to get a fluff piece.
Why are they talking about Corbyn now? It's weird.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I'm thinking the last... Is he not the bloke anymore?
He's not the bloke.
Who is?
No. Keir Starmer.
I didn't even know that. Never heard that name before. I didn't know Corbyn was gone. But let's say Labour and Conservative. If you buy a newspaper, you know it's going to be anti-Conservative, pro-Labour.
Yes. Yeah.
But Facebook was hiding, it was using an algorithm to make it look like, and you're getting public opinion. So, but going on Facebook, this is a good analogy. Going on Facebook, for example, isn't like reading a paper that has a certain political affiliation.
Because you know, you know.
Going on Facebook is like standing outside the newsagents and watching which paper people are coming out with it under their arm. But it's misleading. So you go on Facebook and go, cool, all these posts about pro-Corbyn, I'm going to vote Labour. But they're hiding ones. They're manipulating it. They're manipulating the landscape.
Exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like standing outside a news agency going, everyone's walking out with the Times under their arm. The Tories must be really popular and I'm going to vote for them because I'm a sheeple.
That is what they did, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a moral... That is immoral.
I agree.
So there must be, now there's a check and balance. Now, I'm saying, as things evolve, as the internet becomes old technology and established, you should not be able to ban people for an opinion. Because you could have an opinion about, you could go on Twitter and say, I think Labour are great. I could go on Twitter and say, I think Conservative's great. How long is it before that becomes fucking bannable? If they're saying you can't say things that contravene the World Health Organization when they don't even know their official line yet.
It is difficult, isn't it? Because you don't want people... because if people are put at risk by... So even if you don't agree with this particular situation, if they said, he said drink bleach, right? There's an issue. So he said... Why is there no recriminations to him saying, just drink bleach? Like, we should find a way of injecting bleach.
Believe that you can say whatever the fuck you want. And if someone drinks bleach and then you get that's it's like I said about the 5G conversation, isn't it? People are going, oh, you should, like, this illegal, like they're going to try and make it like punishable. Don't say illegal, but like some sort of offence. I don't know, to propagate the myth that, or they say it's a myth, but I don't know, that 5G might be harmful. Even Ofcom.
Oh my god, here we go again.
So if you think that 5G might be harmful and you say it. And they go, well, and again, it's a symptom of the disease. People say, well, people are going out and burning the masts down.
That's the crime.
That's the crime. It's like you could say that about where were we in 2001, where people had the anti-Muslim sentiment. Because you could say it's okay to build mosques. It's okay to worship five times a day. It's okay to observe Ramadan. It's not okay to fly planes into buildings. That's the problem. That you don't tar everyone with that. You say you stop people flying planes into buildings, but the rest of it, you can do that. It's the same for saying 5G might be harmful. Unless you go out and actually do something wrong, fucking, you can believe what you want.
Yes. But then again, I stand by the fact I've not heard of anyone being banned for saying it is.
That's because they've been banned, Ash. How would they let you know?
Yeah, but I've not heard. I don't know that that's the case. People are saying.
I haven't heard of anyone getting coronavirus.
Obviously, I have now.
I haven't heard of anyone burning down a 5G mast.
No.
Have you?
I mean, I saw one on fire.
Did you? Well, how do you know that's not propaganda? How do you know that's not a false flag operation?
Yeah, I don't believe anything anymore.
Believe anything. And have you noticed the sky's been weird lately?
We did say this the other day. They've reset the sky.
I ain't seen a fucking cloud for 2 weeks.
Well, it hasn't stopped raining for 2 days.
You look out the window, it's just uniform grey. You can't see anything.
That's what they're doing above that grey.
What are they doing above that grey, mate?
Have you seen the thing yesterday? The two UFOs from 2007, was it?
Don't believe in all that, do you?
Well, yes, as in the US military saw two things, they don't know what they are.
Nah, they
have
didn't.
You seen the video?
No, I haven't. I don't believe it exists.
I'll just see the video. It's quite interesting. Like, they're not saying it's aliens. They're just saying these two things.
I know. You know these alien abductions things?
Oh, yeah.
Right, here's my... Do you want to hear my theory of what that is?
Yeah, I do want to hear your theory. I want another Pankspiracy. Yes, please.
So, people started talking about alien abductions in around 1950. I'm going to say that.
You're going to say that, yeah?
Yeah, I reckon. Now, what could have happened? So, if you're 30, and you're a 30-year-old in 1950, you was born in 1920, correct? Maths, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, so something happened. What changed, do you reckon, between 1900 and 1950? What was a big change?
Movies.
No.
TV.
No.
Cinema.
No. Yes, but
the
not.
The telephone.
No, not what I'm thinking.
Cars.
You got born in hospital. Yeah. So you was in a sterile environment. They'd be shining a big old light on your mum's clunge. As soon as you popped your head out, there's a bloke with a face mask on and a bright light in your eyes. I reckon alien abductions is like some sort of latent early memory of the trauma of childbirth.
Oh, what a love. When did you think of that? Or were you thinking as you were saying it?
Yep. So I just like to start a sentence and see where it goes. I'm as much of a... Yeah. This is as new to me as you, mate. It's excited.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
So I reckon it's that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, why not? I was hoping it was going to be something a little bit more... I don't know what.
Oh, is another thing, then?
The first ever alien abduction was in 1961.
There you go.
The first time it was reported.
There you go. So how old were they?
The two people.
I think their surname
Betty
was Hill.
Betty and Barney Hill.
Betty and Barney Hill. I knew that. Do you remember King of the Hill? That was good.
I can't see their ages.
Well, okay, so let's assume that they were 30.
I'm looking at them. It's very difficult to tell, though, isn't it, by looking at a picture. I'm saying she looks about 50, he looks about 40.
So they was born in about 1920, then? What I just said? Oh, fucking hell, mate.
I mean, it's all the evidence I need.
Exactly. Is it, and any more would ruin it. So let's not go there.
Betty. Yeah, but I'm staggered. You know what I think's a conspiracy? The fact we still haven't had one person tell us why the moon is out during the day.
Yeah, they don't know, do they?
Why are they scared to talk about it?
Wouldn't you think people would be talking about it more?
Come on, listener. Don't be scared. You're not going to get your blue tick taken away from the Pranks and Firth podcast.
What I would say is join us in being ultra-crepidarians.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
You know what ultra-crepidarian is?
No, and why do you say it like that in that
You've
tone?
Never heard the word ultra-crepidarian.
What are you talking... It's like when you say a film that you should have seen. You haven't seen Usual Suspects.
I can
tell you... What the fuck are you talking about? No, I haven't.
I'm not... I can not only tell you what it means, I can tell you where it comes from and the origins of the word.
Oh, well, aren't you, little Mr. Clever?
So if I tell you what an ultra-crepidarian is, you would say that is literally the dictionary definition of Jussie P. An ultra-crepidarian is a person that regularly speaks about things beyond their understanding, but in a seemingly knowledgeable way. Are you there?
Yeah, it broke up a bit.
Okay, so an ultra crepidarian is someone that often speaks in certain terms of things beyond their understanding. So someone who blags it, basically.
Is it an ultra panxidarian?
Exactly. And do you want to know the origin of it?
Yes.
I think crepidarian is ancient Greek for something to do with shoes. Because apparently an artist presented this work and a cobbler commented on how bad the feet were depicted. And the artist said something about don't... And it means something like don't speak beyond the shoe. Like, don't speak about things you don't know anything about. Stick to shoes, mate. Something like that. I don't know. Something like that.
But you do know the word and where it comes from, though, yeah?
Yeah.
You said I don't know 10 times then?
I don't know. Did I? I learned another good word the other day, but it's very niche. And it's a beautiful word. And I'll say it and you've got to guess what it means.
Okay.
Fiancetta.
It's a type of pasta.
Delicious. Nope. It's very, very niche and specific. It's so specific.
Fiancetta. Fiancetta. Is it an Italian word?
Yeah, I reckon. I don't know. Probably. Sounds it.
Fiancetta.
It's what so specific. Fiancetta means, it's a chess word. It means to move your bishop one square to the longest diagonal on the board. There's only four possible opportunities to fiancetta. So your bishop...
You step back into that or up into the corner, basically.
Yeah, but it's a certain. There's four fiancetta squares on the board. Isn't that a specific word? That there's a word for that.
Four. Oh, yeah, of course there is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've got four bishops, and if you move... So if you've got the bishop on the C file, and you push your pawn, B pawn up, and then you go to B2, that's called to fiancetta your bishop, because you've put it on the longest diagonal.
Oh, I've done that before. Have you ever done that, when you pull your zip up too much, and you fiancetta your bishop?
It does sound like that, doesn't it? But I was learning some chess moves and it said, you have now fiancetted your bishop. I thought, that's a beautiful word. I'm going to use that in everyday use. I'm going to find out what it means. Looked up, was like, oh my God, there's only one use for that word. That's like the most specific word I think I've ever known.
We're going to play some chess soon.
Yeah. Chess.com's brilliant. I've got to say, anyone interested in chess, go on chess.com, the app on your phone.
They got in there early, didn't they?
They did, but it's like you can analyse your games. It's got lessons, it's got puzzles. I'm thinking about paying for it. You get it free, and then you can go like bronze, silver, gold, whatever, and pay monthly. But I wanted to support it. It's like the best resource ever. I bought a book.
It's weird, isn't it? Because every so often they come up with a thing that says, can you donate any amount of money to Wikipedia? And I go, no.
I don't use Wikipedia, though, because that's facts, and they spoil my life.
I use it all day, every day.
Do you really?
I'm on it now, talking to you through it.
Yeah, I don't need it. I've got it all in my head. And I think that the shit in my head is probably as reliable as Wikipedia. As in, not at all.
Oh, come on, mate. Don't do yourself down.
Well, I'm saying, like, Wikipedia, anyone can...
Anyone can add to it.
WikiLeaks. I never went on that either. That was a big thing for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't go on.
What was the first thing on there, those American military men shooting civilians? Was it the first thing was like that sort of like...
How was that a big surprise?
Well, yeah. I don't know. But that, it was like that sort of heat vision helicopter. And at the end he goes, oh, fuck, I think I just... Didn't he? Or was it friendly fire?
I don't know.
That's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? Friendly fire.
Well, that is an oxymoron, yeah. If that would be the example I would give at any time.
I would say fresh frozen. That annoys me. It's not fresh if it's frozen, is it?
No. Yeah, agreed.
I used to hear that a lot. Do you know who invented freezing?
Was it the Swiss?
No, it's a certain geezer.
Oh, John Frost.
No.
Jack Frost.
No, something like Steve Birdseye. It was Birdseye.
Steve
Birdseye. I can't remember his name. But it was...
Was he a captain?
No. Sebastian Birdseye or something like that. I don't fucking know. Again, I don't know. What the fuck do you expect from me? I don't fucking...
Oh, well, I just love it. It's like a half fact.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe freezing was invented by Bird's Eye Geezer. They got in early. Bird's Eye. I don't see so much Bird's Eye stuff anymore.
But what does it mean? What's his name?
That's a geezer's name that invented freezing.
Yeah, so he didn't get in early.
No, but I'm saying the company still... That's like Hoover, Kleenex, Bird's Eye. Oh, hang on.
I don't know who invented it, but if I was guessing who invented freezing food, I'd say Clarence Birdseye.
That's it. I went far off of Steve, was I? It's got an E in it.
Clarence Birdseye, 1924.
There you go. Around about the same time people started being born did in the hospital.
There you go. How did he come up with it from that?
Yeah. Birdseye. Imagine your name being Birdseye.
It's amazing.
It's a fucked up. I should be called that. I've got quite hawk-like eyes. My name could be Jussie Bird's Eyes.
I don't think I'd like it.
What?
To be called Bird's Eye.
I don't like names that are things. I quite like the fact we've both got surnames that are just names. They're not common, but they're not things. Like, you know, like Ed Balls is a... Obviously. You don't want a name that is a thing, do you? A word.
No.
You don't want a surname that's a word.
That's when it gets used against you, isn't it? But that's when you get picked up.
And what about when people start giving... Then when did it become a thing to make... Christian names words as well.
Oh, that annoys me.
Like Africa or in... Oh, I shouldn't say that. It might be someone called that. But yeah, you called your kid like...
Weird that you chose those two places.
What about...
We're learning a lot about Jussie P at the moment.
Summer? I don't like names like that.
What about if you're named after a tree?
Did you realise that? Well, you're named after a tree.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice that you both are?
Well, yeah, but I don't think I've really considered it a lot.
Yeah, you and your daughter are named after trees.
Yeah.
How is Little Oak? Daughter,
Little Oak.
Little Phil Oakey.
You're named after... But you named your children, I'm not going to name them, but you named them after very specific things to where you live.
One was specific to where I live, and one was specific to where I came from.
Yeah,
one's a Norfolk.
Bollocks,
one's the other
one's called Loft.
We're called Minge. One's called my mum's Minge, little, and the other no, but one's specific to one's specific to Norfolk, and the other one's specific to America, ish or common
How
name.
How is Minge?
There.
How is Minge?
Nice. He's
doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing all right. The homeschooling is a mish.
Are you getting it downloaded? Like, is the school setting stuff?
Well, I'm not there anymore, so I'm not doing it. But yes, that it all comes from the school, and they kick off, apparently.
It's very difficult, isn't it, to get them to do it. My son is like, he was annoyed. He went, I feel like I've been doing this all day. I went, what time do you start? He said, 9. I said, did you have a break? He went, yeah, I had an hour's break at lunch. I said, what time did you finish? He said, 1. I went, well, you weren't doing it all day then, were you?
No.
It's really weird how they're annoyed about having to do schoolwork now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lazy now, but
it's perfectly right. Like, I totally agree that they are annoyed at having to do schoolwork at home. But of course they do.
Oh, yeah, no, but you're an adult. When you was your son's age, you'd have been the same. Well, I would have been the same.
See, this really frustrates me. You know what frustrates me most about being a parent? Can I tell you this now?
Can I guess?
Go on.
Can I ask 3 yes or no questions?
Yes, please, yes.
Right.
That's good.
Is it to do with the threat of someone walking in on you when you're doing something?
No, not that. Because my son makes YouTube videos, well, I've put a little light on the outside of his door with a remote control so we can put a red light on if he's recording.
The fuck? Is this like the Batcave or something?
Yeah, well, it is like... You've seen his room. It is like the Batcave.
It is. Okay, so it's not to do with him walking in when you're pulling your kidney bean about. Right, what is it to do with... Is it to do with having to enforce things you don't believe yourself?
No, it's more about... Oh, I won't tell you. Go on, push on with your third question.
Was that close? Was it getting closer?
Slightly closer, but not really.
Well, I'll tell you what... okay.
That does irk me a bit.
Is it how expensive shoes are?
No, see, it's a much wider issue.
Go on then. Let's hear it.
It frustrates me. I did nothing. Like, I had things I wanted to achieve, and I did nothing to make me achieve. We've spoken about this before, right? Growing up, there were things I wanted to do. I did nothing to make them happen. Mm-hmm. I just played computer games all day.
Me too.
Long.
Commodore 64. Go on.
I did also go out and play football, / you played rugby.
But oh, that was later.
I did nothing else. Nothing else. Like, and now I say to my son, look, if you want to work in a job you hate, for example, 99% of people in the world, they kind of get on with their job, don't they? It's just like, oh, got to go work.
Yeah.
But that 1% of people, they do a job that they love. You know, like, always wanted to be a stand-up, always wanted to work in radio. Can't believe it fell in my lap. But that is fluke for me. I did no work towards it. Mm-hmm. But if you're 12 years old and you start putting in that little tiny bit of extra effort to do those things, to look at something, to volunteer doing something, which you're never going to do. But if you did that, then you'd have a much better opportunity to do the things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. He won't.
But you didn't.
Of course he won't. I know. Of course he won't.
But it worked out.
But basically, I want to be 12 and go back with my mindset.
Man, I used to fantasize about that all the time. Going back and knowing what you know now. And being like some wunderkind on the One Show, talking about what the fuck's going on with the moon when I was like 11.
Yeah.
And I'd be like some child prodigy.
Yeah, I imagine you as that little antiques kid.
Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was on Naked Attraction. Did you know that?
No way.
Oh, I've seen her surgically...
I thought she was dead.
No, I've seen her surgically created Minky. Not nice.
I thought she was dead.
Oh, I watched The Joker, unrelated, the other day.
Yeah, how's that?
Weird.
Oh, it reminded me of the positive from you.
I think it was the big scene was was an imagining of a famous Bill Hicks bit.
I mean, I've not seen it.
Well, so okay. Spoiler alert: if you haven't seen The Joker, or was it Joker? Whatever, the one with the bloke with a hair lip. Don't like. I didn't want to say his first name. If you know, what? Right. Anyway, so I don't like names that you have to pronounce in a certain accent. Pisses me off.
Whackin Phoenix.
Jacqueline. Bill Hicks had a bit about shooting, I think it was Jay Leno, in their face with a gun on a talk show. And he said the blood spray would make the CBS logo behind him on the wall. And Robert De Niro is like a talk show host, isn't it? And the Joker shoots him in the face on a live talk show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's so... That's the only shit bit of the film. It was sort of quite realistic or real-worldy until he starts to do... Do you know what it's about? It's a failed stand-up.
Yeah, I think I know. I think I knew that anyway from reading the comic.
So anyway, this Robert De Niro chat show host character gets sent a video of him dying, like badly dying, and they play it and he mocks him. And then they invite him on the show the next night. And between the two things is when he starts, because he used to be a clown and he got his head kicked in. And then he lost his job as the clown. So then he tries to do stand-up. They get this fucking video of him dying and they're mocking him, taking the piss out of him mercilessly. And they invite him on the live show the next day to go sit on the couch and be interviewed. But he starts dressing up as the Joker and he's in the green room and they go, why are you dressed like that? He goes, I thought it'd be work. And he goes, by the way, when you introduce me, can you just introduce me as the Joker? And he goes, yeah, okay. And I was like, what? So this unknown quantity comes on the show dressed up as like that, like a sinister clown. You know what the Joker looks like. Green hair.
Yeah.
The big red messy smile that didn't remind me of that antiques expert's minge. And then he goes on there and shoots him in the face.
Lovely.
And I was like, and then that's it. And then at the end, he's arrested and he's driving to... And there's a clown riot going on. There's a riot going on where everyone's dressed up like clowns.
Why?
I can't remember. I think I might...
Oh, is he going mad, though? Is it real?
Yeah, I think it's real, yeah. Because at the end, these clowns rescue him. And then at the end, he's dancing on a police car and they're all chanting his name and he's like a legend. But then it's a comic book film, but it ain't. It's like that took me out of it. Like most of it was just about this sort of incel-y guy that lived with his mum, who what turns out wasn't his mum, and she was mental. And she said that this Robert De Niro was his dad. It's fucking shit, really. I've changed my mind. When I started telling you, I thought it was all right, but it wasn't. I've just thought about it a bit more and I've realised I didn't like it.
I've heard that some of it, a lot of it might be in his head.
Oh, like that one with the continuous one-shot Birdman?
Yeah, I've not seen that either.
Yeah, he thinks he can fly and then at the end he does. Spoiler. But like, obviously, he can't fly, can you? So that's obviously not true.
So he dies.
Yeah, I can't remember what that was about, but I've watched it. Ironically, he was the first Batman.
There you go, it all comes full circle.
The film version of the Batman. I remember when that came out, and everyone was like, this is going to be the best thing ever, it's going to change your life. And I thought it was so shit, like 1989 or that one.
Of course you did.
No, but it was.
I remember it, and it did change my life, because I wanted the toys and I didn't get any of them. And so I was upset. My friend had the Batmobile and I liked it.
Yeah, you're younger than me.
It was 12, that film. That was the first 12.
Well, I was older than that, so that wasn't a problem. But I remember watching it and thinking, this is like properly shit. Boring. I found it boring.
No, of course it's boring. You know what? You'll love this. We've started as a family watching the Marvel films, like, in chronological order that they would have been, so not as they come out but as they are dated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right up your alley.
And I love the Marvel universe.
Putting that behind you, the pacing of the films, you could, because I don't know when the first one was, like 2000 maybe, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know, but the first ones are so much slower than the new modern films. I know we've spoken about it a lot, but you watch things like Iron Man 1 and it's just big patches of not a lot happening.
So what about Superman then with Christopher Reeve?
I think all films were shit before 2015.
Now I think about it, I'm going to say this. I've never seen a good film in my life, if you really think about it. They're all... I don't think I like films, Ash.
It might be that, mightn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where if I sit, like, you know, you've got your favourite film. If I think about it, I go, honestly, I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, you mustn't break anything down too much. I made a big announcement to you yesterday afternoon, didn't I?
Go on.
Big admission. So Netflix, there's this new improv comedy show called Middle Ditch and Schwartz, I think it's called. And it's two blokes improving from audience. They do a long form improv from things that people suggest out of the audience. What, at the beginning? So they listen to someone tell a story at the beginning and then they improv a scene.
Oh my God.
And it is not something I would enjoy. But it was, to be honest, I accidentally clicked on it and then thought, I'll just watch it. And it made me laugh consistently throughout a 40 minute show.
You utter dreadful...
I know!
Go away.
But I admitted it to you, didn't I?
You did admit it to me, and I sort of read it and didn't really think about it, and thought, oh, what? And now you've said it, made it real. I'm like, ugh. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I know, I feel the same.
I remember when you told me that sketch show was good, and I didn't think it was good.
What sketch show?
The one where the first one is when he tries to push the door instead of pull it, and then he pushes it open. And he starts dribbling.
Isn't it weird? I told someone about that this week.
Yeah, you told me that was good, and I was like, that's not good.
I only watched the first episode of that.
I don't like anything.
That was called, like, Get Out or something, wasn't it?
Like, I don't think I like anything. I don't think
I
like...
I watched the first episode. I didn't watch the whole series.
I don't think I like art of any description.
Mm.
I like...
What about Salvador Dali?
No, just look at it and go, so what? Like, the clock's over the fucking edge of a table. That's just like someone bought him a, like we were speaking on last episode, someone bought him a clock tea towel.
What about podcasts? Do you think they're art?
I'll tell you what they are. I probably shouldn't say this because it's the very platform we're on. I just put them on to go to sleep. I don't really like them. They're just better than my thoughts at night time.
Okay.
I'd rather listen to someone bang on about shit than my own thoughts, which are very, very dark.
Is there a chance you're going to go on a chat show and shoot someone in the face?
Oh, God. Do you know what? It was like about 2 weeks ago, I started to ask around if any... No, I'm not saying. I can't say that. Have you... I just want to put it this way.
That's as good a place as any to...
Unrelated. No, have you ever been on the dark web?
No, of course I haven't.
No. How'd you get on? I don't know. Does anyone know? Anyone knows how to get on the dark web? Sliding
shut. www.darkweb.com.
Yeah, I've tried all that. But you can buy anything on it.
gov.uk, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. But I was thinking, I wonder if you could buy anything on there. Some things that you might want to buy that you're not allowed to buy. I don't know. So I just thought I'd have a look, but I couldn't get on there.
You buy them in America.
Yeah, but then you've got to smuggle it back over here if it was something
that
you could...
What, move to America?
Yeah, but then the person I might want to...
You fly them over?
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll take them to a shooting range and have an accident. No, that's not... I was thinking about buying some socks, so...
Some stocks?
Some surgical travel socks to stop me getting deep vein thrombosis. So I thought I'd have a look
compaction.
On the... I thought I'd have a look on the dark web, but I couldn't work it out, so... I don't know.
Well, there you go. Listener, thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ. If you are a patron, you'll notice that there is some extra patron stuff up. I, Justin, edited just some voice notes that I had on my phone of me emceeing.
Yeah.
I should point out they're recorded from the side of a stage, so the audio quality is not particularly great. But, you know, it's not about quality of content, is it? It's just knocking out any old shit.
Just
for the
sling it at a wall and see if it sticks, my man.
And we're going to record the video for the May patronage.
Yep.
That'll be going up some stage very soon. And I think we're just going to try and put out as much shit as we can, aren't we?
Yep. All right. Good. What else we've got to do?
Nothing, mate.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, it's been lovely chatting to you. There's a bloke outside here with a stream. I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
It's raining. What the fuck are you doing, blood? But I'm now going for my daily 1 hour exercise. Oh, did you get that thing I sent you about the police?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Silhouetted picture of the people saying, if you're having a picnic in a rural place, we will find you.
We'll jump out of the... Is that a bit sinister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Fare thee well.
Speak to you later. Cheers, listener.
Bye.